Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We get emails for second date updates all the time from listeners who have some really interesting names or other emails from listeners who just flat out misspelled their own name.
Wait, their own name?
Yeah. I think that makes sense. That's our caliber of where we're at.
I mean, let's be honest. That's our audience.
Yeah. You know?
So I'm curious which one it is today, because the guy who wrote us signed it JSTN.
There's no
Justin.
S-T-N. Wait, is it like cool to write your name now without any vowels?
I don't know.
Are we taking vowels out of that too?
Let's find out. He's on the phone right now. Is it Justin?
It's Justin, but it is spelled J-S-T-N.
Okay, it is Justin.
Oh. Wait, did you say?
Hold up. You said all caps too?
Yeah, it's all caps.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Why is there no vowels in your name?
Because, you know, when you see it on a piece of paper, like, there are a million Justins in the world, but there aren't a lot of Justins without any vowels. Like, it immediately catches the eye.
It does. Well,
there's probably none, actually.
There's a reason why there's not a lot of people with this, because it doesn't make any sense.
I just feel like you're one of those people that, like, it's my personal brand, and I really need to brand myself.
It sounds like a handle. Not
exactly.
A name.
Well, are you, like, a rapper?
No, I'm actually kind of an influencer.
TikTok.
Oh. All right, there was. It is a personal brand type of thing. Okay.
So, Justin without the vowels, tell us about the girl that you want us to call today. What's her name?
Her name is Casey. She does have vowels in her name.
Oh, that's too bad.
Okay.
Because with you could just do K and C, and it would actually make a lot more sense
than
Justin.
It would have to be like
K-C-E-E. Yeah.
Instagram, like, influencer.
So, how did you meet Casey?
Well, she left a comment on one of my TikToks, and we kind of chatted in the comment section for a while, and then I moved it over to DMs, and we exchanged information, and then we talked on the phone, and that went well.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that you guys live in the same area, even, right?
Because
with TikTok, it could be, she could have been from anywhere in the world.
And I hate to go back, but just to be clear, what's TikTok?
Come on, Jeff.
Jeffrey, we do TikToks.
Well, not all of our listeners do.
Okay, you're
sure
right.
I'm sure.
TikTok is a social media app where you can create videos.
So what was the TikTok video that she commented on?
There's a bit of a hash trend about self-love coming into Valentine's Day. So I surprised myself with flowers and I sold my entire apartment.
A video of you doing self-love?
That's trending.
Listen to him.
I'm
that
listening.
Cute. He filled his apartment full of flowers.
But for me.
Okay. Yeah, when you said a video of me doing self-love, my mind went all sorts of places.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, I got banned from TikTok doing that video.
That is not TikTok. That is OnlyFans. So different situations here.
So she commented on your video, and then what happened?
Well, we talked on the phone a bit, and she's also an influencer a bit, or she wants to be. Mm. I said, well, I could give you some tips, you know. It's kind of like a half-work date, so we went to this really cool restaurant that a couple of my influencer friends recommended. Mm. It's really unique because it's this outdoor fire pit thing, so they have this, like, 50-foot outdoor fire pit, and they cook on the thing, kind of like a Benihana.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
Yeah, no, the restaurant sounds great, but you haven't mentioned anything about Casey. What did she think? What was she like?
She's super cool. She's tiny. She's kind of like Maisie from Game of Thrones.
Cute.
She's a little bit tomboyish, but really cute. And her hair was actually shorter than in her pictures, so I was a bit surprised, but still, it didn't change anything. She was really cool.
And well, I mean, some people can really pull that off, though. I like that look.
The description, just, I wouldn't want to be described like that, but okay. I don't know.
Described like what?
Yeah.
Different than my photos and shorter hair.
Ew.
Yeah, people cut their hair
shorter hair than my pictures.
Saying,
how will I ever recover? So just
doesn't sound like your stereotypical TikToker. Mm. That's what I think Alexis may be saying. I don't know.
But Justin was attracted to her, no matter what. So that's the important part, right, Justin? Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
The thing, Justin. I mean, you guys obviously are really into TikTok and being influencers, which is cool. Is there any way she would have mistaken this as like a professional hangout and not a date?
Oh.
We kind of got right into the nuts and bolts, like the behind the scenes stuff of how you maximize followers and
algorithms.
Yeah, the algorithm, exactly.
Is romantic? Yeah. You're saying?
It could be.
It was a context thing. You gotta, like, I don't know. You had to be.
I guess if you're on the same page.
I don't know. I've looked at your guys' social media, and, like, you could use a little help. But for, like, the people who really do this day in, day out, like, a different language.
Okay. It's a lifestyle.
Okay.
Yeah. If you know, you know.
I get it.
So did anything weird happen during the night?
I don't know. There was this one kind of awkward moment, and I wouldn't say I was 100% to blame because, I don't know, my friends kind of pranked me.
Pranked you during the date?
One of my friends is kind of climbing. He told me that if you go to this restaurant and you say to the waiter, I have over 100,000 followers and I'd be happy to post about the restaurant, then he'll kick a couple of things off the bill. I tried that, and the waiter had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Pretty embarrassing.
I think it's getting, like, more diluted, that excuse for servers. Like, oh, I have a million followers on blah, blah, blah.
It sounds so pretentious.
But I wouldn't have done it if my friends hadn't told me it was, like, a sure bet.
Oh, that's true. It's not like you did it on your own.
Yeah. So you got shot down in front of your date.
Maybe she didn't like that.
What was her reaction to that?
She kind of rolled her eyes, but, you know, when the waiter left, we called him a noob, and, you know, we got back on track.
She rolled her eyes at the waiter.
Wow.
I thought she was going to roll her eyes at you.
This whole situation.
No, it was the waiter.
Okay. Wow.
That's what we think.
Maybe there's some hope here after all. So we'll play a song, we'll come back, we'll call Casey for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update. All right, Justin?
That's right.
Justin?
It's Justin. It's still Justin.
Okay. BRB, bro. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we have a social media influencer named Justin on the phone.
It's Justin. It just doesn't look Justin.
It's a lot.
It is. It's Justin with no vowels. I don't know why I want to add like four N's to the name Justin.
I do too.
I don't know.
It's just one. I legally changed it.
You legally changed it, Justin?
Yeah, because it's like one thing to have a handle, but now I can copyright that name because it's literally my name.
You're the real thing.
Fully committed.
Wow.
Okay. So, Justin, would you be available after this for some free social media advice for us? Because it sounds like you weren't impressed with any of our accounts.
That's right.
I mean, I can give you some pointers, sure.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
You go into the @Brooke and Jeffrey accounts and you don't like the work.
Yeah. Well, maybe this will be better after we get a little bit of tips from a pro. But
I'm not going into this bitter at all.
Anyway, back to the second date. Justin met a girl named Casey after she commented on one of his TikTok videos. They went out to a nice restaurant. There was a little bit of an awkward moment when Justin tried to get their meal comped by mentioning that he's an influencer with many, many followers. But the server just gave him a little bit of a weird look and nothing came off it.
Oh, my God. It's like the worst feeling, too, Justin. I have tried like twice in my life to just cut a line to get in front of the line, like waiting to get into a club or something.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my friends are like, do it, Brooke. They'll know you. Do it. Do it. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. And then you go up and you're like,
Yeah, it doesn't feel right.
It feels so bad.
Yeah. It feels great when someone knows you without you mentioning it.
Yeah.
But when you force it,
it feels so bad.
So after that, Casey has not been responding to Justin. Now, Justin, we never asked, has your Instagram game been subpar after the date too? Because maybe that's why she lost interest.
No, actually, I posted a picture of us together on Instagram, which was like kind of a gift to her. That's like a bump because I have more followers than her, and she hasn't posted anything.
But maybe that makes you seem needy.
Uh-oh.
And listen, when you're an influencer, posting someone is a bigger deal than normal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think maybe she's just using you, Justin.
Oh.
Yeah, but then why didn't she post? See, that's why I'm confused.
Yeah,
okay.
She's a terrible influencer.
All right. Well, let's get to the bottom of this the old-fashioned way by giving her a call and just asking her straight up.
Oh, my God.
Right? Talking to
TikTokers.
No DMs.
Do a Vine?
No, we're just going to call.
Dude, she's not going to answer.
Let's find out. Here we go. I'm going to dial her number right now.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Casey.
Yeah, this is her.
Oh,
whoa.
Casey, you answered. Hi.
Who is this?
My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're really hoping that we could talk to you today.
What is this about?
This is about your dating life.
I know you were hoping for an interview about your social media, you know, influence, but that's not what this is.
Okay, what?
We're doing something called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll call your date for you to try and figure out the reason why they've ghosted. And recently, you went out to a restaurant with a guy named Justin. Maybe you know him as Justin?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Did that feel like a date?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, it was kind of like we were just getting to know each other and talk about some business stuff also, but I don't know. Was it a date?
Yeah. No, oh, no. He thought it was a date. I just thought that maybe you weren't calling him back because you thought of it as like a professional relationship or something.
I mean, he didn't make any moves, so I guess it could go either way.
Yeah. Because here's the deal. Justin told us all about how the two of you met and how you guys went out to dinner. And he also mentioned a little bit of an awkward moment that happened towards the end of the meal when he tried to get things comped by mentioning that he's a social media influencer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, I felt like the waiter was just trying to make him look bad.
Oh, really?
Okay.
What? Okay, so you're on his side on that one.
He felt like that was the moment where maybe things turned for him.
No, actually, there was another thing that happened before that, even.
Okay.
That he did?
Probably the algorithm talk.
Alexis was not into that one.
Turned me off.
It was math.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you be willing to tell us what that moment was? Because Justin has no idea. He thinks everything went really well up to that moment when he was paying for the meal.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Before our food came, even, I went to go use the restroom, and when I was coming back to the table, mm-hmm. I saw him switch our plates.
What?
Like, we ordered the same thing, and he swapped the plates.
Wait, you ordered the same thing?
Hmm? Had you guys already eaten off the plates?
No, like, they just brought the plates,
and then
I saw him switching them.
Oh, so as you walk up, you saw him.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, he went to wash his hands before eating, and I swapped him back just in case because that was super weird to me.
Well, maybe he was being nice.
I would have immediately thought that he was trying to poison me.
I don't know.
He just had a little more food on it.
What do you think? Why do you think he did that?
I don't know. Maybe he just thought one looked like it had more food or looked tastier, less fatty or something. I don't know.
That sounds realistic.
Okay.
Okay. Gave you enough of a reason to not want to talk to him anymore.
It was just weird. And
yeah.
I didn't know how to ask about it.
I know the perfect way to ask. You can do it right now because I need to let you know that Justin's been on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Justin, you there?
Hold on. You're sure you switched our plates back?
What?
Whoa, what?
What
is that kind of question?
Yeah, why are you asking that?
I don't like that.
You poison her,
oh,
bro?
Oh, man. Oh, this is embarrassing. I was doing you a favor because, man, I can't believe you switched them back.
Oh my God.
Dude, you're freaking us out.
No, you're freaking Casey out. She's the one that ate the damn meal.
I'm scared too.
Yeah, I'm also scared.
Tell me right now what this is about.
Okay, let me explain. So I was doing you a favor because when they put the plates down, right, I noticed that you were facing toward the bonfire. And so you had gone to the bathroom, and I thought, oh, this is totally Graham-worthy. Like, you get the plate in the foreground, mm-hmm. fire in the background. So I moved around to your plate, and I was snapping some pics, and then I sneezed. I didn't want you to be weirded out by, like, me having to tell you when you sat back down, so I tried to switch them, and I didn't know that you saw me switch them.
Oh my God.
You sneezed on her plate of food?
Ew.
Oh,
yeah, but I switched him.
No, but then she switched him back.
But it wasn't his fault. I see what you're saying. Like, I understand even that picture that you could see.
So when you swapped him back, Casey ended up eating the sneeze plate.
We ordered the exact same thing, guys. Like, she wouldn't have known.
That's why it was so weird.
Oh, my God.
You should have asked, Casey. That's actually, he was trying to look out for you.
Oh, my God. I'm a little bit disturbed, but it's actually kind of hilarious.
Is it?
I haven't gotten sick yet or anything, so I think it's probably okay.
Okay, you go. That is a good attitude.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Is that worse or better than what you expected his reasoning was?
I mean, it's better than drugs or poison.
Well,
it's
I don't
natural.
Know.
No. It depends on the drugs.
Depends
is
on
that
the
what
drug
you're
that's in your food. But anyway, I don't know what the algorithms are for how this would turn into a successful second date update, but let's just give it a shot.
Gross.
Casey, would you like to go out with Justin with no vowels one more time? We will pay for it. A sneeze-free, minus the mucus, meal.
Oh, did you really need to say that?
I mean, feel like I did need to say that.
No mucus guaranteed.
If the sneeze-free is guaranteed, then yes, I'll go out with him again.
All right. It's like the cutest, grossest one we've ever done. Oh.
Justin, can you hold to that? Can you not sneeze for an entire date?
Awesome, I totally can.
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Oh, that was a total accident.
Disgusting.
Swap mics with me.
Yeah.
Let's switch mics. Me and Jose.
That's your second date update. How come it's so quiet on this one?
It's because I'm so loud.
Oh, okay.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.